Hare Krishna. Question: can we use free writing in Krishna's service? Answer: yes, certainly. Everything can be used in Krishna's service. So, by the principle of Yukta Vairagya, we can use even free writing in Krishna's service. Free writing is a kind of writing wherein we don't critically evaluate what we are writing, but we just express whatever thoughts emerge within us. Just as we have brainstorming sessions wherein people are told that just express your ideas. Don't check yourself. Don't evaluate whether these ideas are practical or implementable or not. That we will do later. Right now, just throw out your ideas, whatever you get. So similarly, like brainstorming, free thinking is what we do in private. Brainstorming is what we do in public. And actually, even in free thinking can bring out more ideas than brainstorming also. Because in brainstorming, although we are told that just express yourself freely, it is almost impossible for us to completely put aside our reservations and to just express whatever ideas come. Because we are checked by what people will think about us. But in free thinking, we can just express our thoughts. So now this can, of course, become a temptation wherein we wallow in self-obsession and self-absorption. So free thinking can be more of, rather than just writing our thoughts, we can make it more focused by writing our thoughts about a particular topic. So for example, if Ram Navami is coming and we want to write something about for that occasion, then we can just think that, okay, what is it about Lord Ram that inspires me the most? So we can use some writing prompts. Usually there are these 6 questions which can act as very good writing prompts. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. So these are called the 6 friends of an intelligent person. And we can use these questions to start our writing prompts. And we can write on that subject. Now this may not be, whatever we write, what writing output we do, may not be any coherent whole. It may be just disjointed bits of thought, but that is fine. This is not the time for a finished product. This is a time for a raw product. So in fact, the faster we write at this time, the more we check our inner editor from screening what we are expressing. Quite often we'll find that initially what comes out may be garbage, may not be very valuable, but that will give way to the good within us. So when we find that when our inner inner creative artist recognizes that, okay, now there is no censor who is going to stop me, there is no editor who is going to criticize me, then that our inner creative side starts expressing itself more and more. And as we go through the bad, gradually some good ideas will start coming. So there are many, the free writing is quite common among writers and to be writers. So for example, there is a website called writeordie.org wherein we can set a time and we can write. So I'm going to write, say, 500 words in the next 15 minutes. And then the website keeps a timer and shows a counter. Okay, you have finished this many words and this many words are remaining. And that way we are pushed towards completing that target in a particular time. Of course, this is just one example. There may be many other apps like this. The point is that writing against a deadline can help us express ourselves, can just help us get over the inhibition which we often have of putting words on paper or on computer. And once we start get into the comfortable about writing, gradually we can work towards quality. So many people face a shortage of ideas while writing. So free writing is one of the ways in which we can overcome that shortage of ideas by just writing based on a particular topic and moving onwards later to evaluate the content of the writing. So for example, if you write 500 words, we may find within that maybe 50 words contain an idea that can be expanded later into a longer article. So this is the way. If we start expecting free writing to give us a finished product, then we are setting ourselves up for frustration. Free writing will give us a raw material, and even the raw material will all of it not be useful. a small part of it will be useful. I have experienced that what I write in 15 minutes, suppose I write an average back-to-guarded article is 2,500 words, and my usual speed of writing is that I write around 300 words final product. It takes me around 2 hours to write 300 words. So an average back-to-guarded article, which is say 2,500 words, it takes me around 8 to 10 hours. It takes me around 15 hours. So now, in this 15 hours, for example, if I start with the free writing, if I do free writing for 3 or 4 sessions, if I write 15 minutes, 500 words, I can get 2,500 words written down, the first draft, in 1 hour. But after that, refining what has been written may take 10 or 15 hours more after that. So without that initial 1 hour, I would not have had anything on which to use those next 10-12 hours. So writing is a demanding and absorbing process, and it is also very fulfilling. But if we face the block of not getting ideas for writing, then free writing is a very good way to overcome those blocks by just writing against a deadline without any editor, just focusing on quantity and leaving quality for a later revision. And over time, if we keep doing this, we will find that we come up with good articles, and that's way how we'll find that free writing can be used in Krishna's service. Of course, we have to be careful that we don't indulge in free writing for its own sake and spend valuable time without any constructive output coming out. Over time, we should be able to get a constructive output. But in the initial stages, we need to remove the weeds so that we can get to the flowers. And free writing is a way which ensures that we at least get some yield, which is to have largely weeds, but also some flowers, some seeds, some grains in it, some ideas which are germs which can be germinated later. And that way, we can kickstart our writing process through free writing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.